Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ivan Dehazu. Batting second. The third baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Vale. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gene Kleins. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Larry Biedner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting second. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting third. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Reese. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Woody Fryman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Woody Fryman. And now, play ball. Ivan Dehazu is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Dehazu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Scott hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Mercer hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott moves to third. Mercer moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Trillo hits a fly ball towards right. Valentine catches it and throws to home to double up Scott. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mick Kelleher now playing third base. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cash hits a line drive into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Dawson strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Valentine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Kleins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Kleins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentine throws the ball into Spear, who tags Kleins trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Biedner takes first base on ball 4. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Cromartie. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Cromartie steals second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cromartie moves to third. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Spear strikes out. One out. Bob Reese is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Reese is called out on strikes. Two outs. Woody Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fryman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rochelle strikes out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesus takes first base on ball 4. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kelleher hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes DeJesus. The throw from Reese and he is safe. DeJesus steals second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mercer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a ball on the ground into right field. Valentine picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Valentine. DeJesus scores. Mercer moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Vale reaches second base with a double. Mercer scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Trillo reaches second base with a double. Vale scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kleins is walked intentionally. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Fryman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mercer. Cash reaches second base with a double. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cash moves to third. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Blackwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Blackwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rochelle is 0-1 in the game. Rochelle strikes out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 0-1. DeJesus is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. DeJesus hits a pop-up into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cromarty is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Parrish is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cromarty moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Spear is 0-1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rochelle, and towards DeJesus, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Cromarty moves to third. Parrish moves to second. One out. Bob Reese is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Reese is 0-1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cromarty scores. Parrish moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Del Unser pinch hits for Woody Fryman. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Unser takes first base on ball 4. Dave Cash batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cash is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Twichell now pitching. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kelleher is 0-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mercer is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mercer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Mercer reaches second base with a double. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There's a wild pitch. Mercer moves to third. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Vale is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Trillo is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. Gene Kline's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Kline's is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kline's hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mercer scores. Trillo moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Biotner is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Dawson is 0-2 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentine strikes out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Blackwell takes first base on ball 4. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rochelle is 0-for-2 in the game. Rochelle bunts towards the mound. Twitchell fields it and throws to first for the out. Blackwell moves to second. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. DeJesus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blackwell moves to third. Two outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blackwell scores. It's 5-1, Cubs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mercer hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Mercer reaches second base with a double. Kelleher moves to third. Mike Vail batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vail is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vail hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cromarty is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cromarty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parrish is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Parrish hits a line drive towards first. Biotner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear strikes out. Two outs. Bob Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Reese is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Trillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kleins is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Biotner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Biotner hits a line drive into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Stan Pappy pinch hits for Wayne Twitchell. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pappy is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus misplays the ball. That's an error on DeJesus. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dawson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. Cash moves to second. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-3, Cubs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Perez is 0 for 3 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. David Palmer now pitching. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Blackwell strikes out. One out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 2 in the game. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. DeJesus takes first base on ball 4. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Palmer. DeJesus moves to second. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DeJesus scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Cubs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mercer is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kelleher moves to second. Stan Bonson now pitching. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vale is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Vale hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White now playing center field. Bobby Mercer now playing right field. Warren Cromartie batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Cromartie is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Cromartie takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Spear is 0 for 3 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Trillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kleins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kleins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Biotner, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Biotner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Biotner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kleins moves to third. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Blackwell strikes out. 2 outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0-for-3 in the game. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Tom Hutton pinch hits for Bob Rees. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hutton takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter pinch hits for Stan Bonson. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is called out on strikes. 1 out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cash is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cash hits a line drive into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Dawson is 0-for-4 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.